Excuse me. Hi, and welcome to Wine Rants or Sober Thoughts. I am your host, Pandora Bloom. It's been a long ass time, y'all. Coming at you on a Friday night with me and my really good best friend, Curtis, BKA, Send the Siege. Did I say that right? Thank you, God, because he changed his name since the last time we spoke to him. From C3 Music to Send the Siege. And the reason for that, we're going to get into it. However, right now, we're just going to greet. Okay? So, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Enjoy your cup of soju, cranberry juice, peach tea, or whatever the fudge dip in cheese crackers it is you're drinking. Okay?
Hit it.
All right. So, let's talk. We haven't actually sat down and spoke for a minute.
It's been a minute.
It's been a very couple long minutes, time.
Like an hour.
I mean, on here, like, we have been, I feel like we've been seeing the same exact shit, but differently. Just tell us, though, like, how have you been overall? Like, what's going on with you? Tell me a bit about your spiritual awakening when it comes to, like, music and everything else that you're seeing and, like, whatever else it is that comes to your mind.
No. I've been great. It's right now, it's a process of stepping back and moving forward. Like, checking yourself and like, okay, let me not feel so big about myself that I can't humble myself and like, you know, go back and like save some money, do some things like that. Financially, that's one thing. But like spiritually, it's just observing right now, just watching and looking and seeing, hearing, listening, maybe listening more so than like just hearing something. But yeah, it's definitely like a shift in like the universe right now. Like people are a lot colder and you kind of have to adjust yourself to it, but you can't like respond with the same energy, but you really do have to adjust so you can like progress. You have to adjust to it. You can't just like accept it and like, you know, but you have to understand what the hell is going on right now. That's where I'm at, like really understanding what is going on. There is a shift. I don't know what that shift is. I don't know why. I might be attached to COVID, coronavirus. I don't know, but there's a shift in people. People are a lot like.
But see, what I've noticed, the people like us who are actually awoke, like who have actually awakened, we are not cold. Like the people who are oblivious, they're cold because they're literally walking, talking zombies. Like they go to work, they wake up, they take a bath, they eat, they sleep, whatever it is, routine. And they feel, oh, this is okay. While we are like, no, it's not okay. I'm living in a 5D. You're living in a 3D. I'm bringing what I'm seeing there, here, and you don't get that.
Well,
so,
it's like, with people, like, a lot of people just, like, live and just be and exist. They exist. We're living. But also, like, while they're living or while we're living, we're also studying. Like, we're studying things. Like, we're not just here. We're studying it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
We take lessons from each day and from ourselves. Because, I mean, I ain't perfect. Like, just because I see some BS, like, I see some bullshit. Like, I know where I, like, make my faults and things like that. But
we also, like, piggyback on what you're saying. The reason why we're taking notes is because we realize that our soul is a part of a contract and we are literally living this human experience and we know that's not it. You know what I mean? Like we signed up for this, but we like, no, this is not it. So it's so much. And I'm going to open up a can of worms with some of the things that I've experienced and you're going to open up a can of worms with some of the things that you've experienced. But let me tell you something. I don't know if you're ready for this jelly, but the shit that I've seen for the last, what? God, how many months has it been since I've seen you? For the last few months since I've seen you?
It's been, it's been like
it's been a minute.
No. Like, we saw each other a few months ago, but, like, on some real, like, deep talk. Yeah, like, it's been
it was a few months ago, but time feels like it's shifting. Like, time doesn't even seem like it meets up. Like, I swear to God, today feels like a Tuesday, not a fucking Friday. Like, something is up. And people look at me like I'm crazy when I say that. I'm like, no, bro. Like, these storms are bringing shit. But we're going to get to that in a few seconds. You guys, stay tuned. All right. So, do you want to start or should I start on the crazy? Okay, no, wait. Let's start with the word humble. During my spiritual journey, I have done a lot of research on the word humble. I do not like that word. And the reason I'm going to say that is because why? Why should a person have to dim their shine to make themselves look a certain way towards a person? Why can't I just be who I am without lessening myself for you?
No, that's true.
So the word humble, I do not like it, because why am I dimming my shine for you? And if anybody listens to this, say, oh, because. No, there is no because. I am a star or a sun or a moon. I am the galaxy. I am everything that I believe that I am. If you feel as though I am not that, that is fine. That is your opinion. But this is how I feel. I will not dim my shine for you. I am not sorry. I am sorry, but I'm not sorry.
Do you feel like people are humble because of, like, things like the Bible and stuff?
Yes. My brother and I were actually talking about that. Religion plays a huge part in this humbling. Like, people aren't realizing, though, religion was created because they want to, quote unquote, program you in a way. I'm going to get in so much trouble for this.
Oh, no. I'm going to say something real. Like, okay, well, so, like, favorite rapper, one of my favorite rappers. How can Kendrick Lamar say, sit down, be humble? Making billions of dollars.
Exactly. Doing that,
being humble.
Exactly.
For me, I take that song as like, oh, no, well, not even so much as humble. Like, I'm inspired to, like, get on my grind and shit. That's me and my songs. So, like, I don't know, like, being humble attached to, like, humility?
Yes, it's because...
Is that like the root or some shit? I don't have a dictionary.
And it does, so, and it's because, and it's crazy. It's so crazy. And it's because nobody really knows what the word means. They only know what it sounds like. Nobody really goes back and think about it.
But I don't see anything wrong with being humble.
Of dimming your shine for somebody else? You don't see anything wrong with
that? Okay, something's wrong with that.
So that's humbling yourself. You know that, right? So you're gonna dim your shine because somebody else feels threatened.
No, well, what I'm saying is,
sips alcohol.
No, like, if you know that someone thrives off of that, like, would it? What is the counteractive to, like, someone that tries to dismantle your humble spirit?
What do you mean? Elaborate.
Lots of sober thoughts. And
sober thoughts.
Sober
the
thoughts.
The soberest.
No, like, sober. like, I don't see anything wrong with, like, pulling yourself down to let someone else shine. Is it like an exchange of power sometimes?
That's a problem. Let me tell you why. And this coming from somebody who is in a... I'm going to fucking go there.
Go there.
This is my Aquarius speaking.
You got it.
This coming from an assistant manager, okay? That is like saying... The manager wants me to do my part as an assistant manager to supervise the sales associates, but she doesn't want me to overstep her and her rules. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if I overstep her and her rules and I'm trying to supervise, then I can't supervise the way that I need to because she feels threatened. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not okay. For somebody to feel threatened about you or from your existence, that's not okay.
I could have a same experience at my day job. Like, if I were to, like, assert myself and, like, really take charge and step into my power,
mm-hmm.
People would feel threatened.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they want you kind of, like, if you're not humble, or if you are showing, you know, like, whatever I'm trying to say, like, if you're showing, like, that strength, people want you to
dim it down.
Yeah, like,
that should not be a thing. Why am I humbling, quote unquote, humbling myself? Because you feel uncomfortable. We really have to question that logic. Like, you feel uncomfortable.
Why does that make you feel uncomfortable?
Why does it make you feel uncomfortable? Why do I have to change how I am because you feel uncomfortable? And if it's not threatening you.
And for me, though, I guess what I'm saying is we can be equal.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, I'm not trying to take over anything. We can be equal. We can have, like, greater strength together.
Yes.
But nobody ever wants to give that spot up, and I don't know why. And it's not even like a spot. It's especially if you're already in power. Like, why does it? Yeah,
spot, right? Exactly. So this goes to say,
if I saw, because I don't judge like skill and ability off of so much as I like you. Like, what is your skill and ability?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So this
goes, you're much as deserving of where I'm at than exactly. Where I'm at is, you know, like,
exactly. So why humble myself?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I might slide with you.
All right. So let's talk about some of the things that you have seen with your own two eyes when you were like, what the fuck is this? Like, all right. So for example, I'm not going to go into what I have seen with my own two eyes to make me see and believe that I know that I'm manifesting something, but I'm going to give you a prime example. Let's say that you were thinking about the letter F, okay? And when you thought about the letter F, you were like, okay, I'm just going to think about the letter F. And then all of a sudden you start seeing things that start with the letter F. Firefly, fire hydrant, flower, food, anything that starts with the letter F. You ever had a moment where you just literally sat and you thought about a person or a thing and you just started seeing signs everywhere around you?
Well, it's funny that you said F. I wanted, like, friends, new friends, but I wasn't so specific in that, like, when I said friends. So I just got a whole bunch of friends that I didn't want. Friends that I did not want.
Makes sense.
You can have a whole bunch of friends, but, like,
you have to specify.
Yeah, like,
what you want in it.
What are those friends? What do you, what, like, what, yeah, like, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, friends, F.
So you have had a moment where you envisioned something.
I envisioned friends and it wasn't, I didn't specify what I wanted.
How long did it take for it to happen?
For what?
Like, for the manifestation to happen. You said, I want friends. And then how long did it take to happen?
Oh, like, that shit happened, like, within a week or month. Like, that was a whole experience.
So you're manifesting.
And I just got random people.
Yeah, coming to talk to you.
I'm actually dealing with one right now. Like, I'm still, but I wanted friends. But, like, okay, do you want friends?
Like, do you want friends?
But it's also a lesson to me, too. Like, do you want friends?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want sex?
Yeah, you gotta be specific with.
Because if you want friends, then this situation that I presented for you, universe, I presented for you, Curtis, Siege. These are friends. Can you just deal with these friends? As friends.
But you weren't specific, so they were just like, "Is this the type of friend that you want?"
So the universe be funny sometimes. So it's like, I'm gonna put this sexy ass friend in front of you. But you can't have him because you wanted friends.
You can't have him, or
you can't have him.
You sure you can't have him, or you can't have him right now?
Mm-mm, you're not supposed to have him because you said you wanted friends. So I gave you a friend, and I know what you like, and I know what you don't like, okay. And I know your boundaries, and I know what you can deal with.
Okay.
So here's a friend.
Here's a friend. He's just a friend. He looked good. He's a friend. That's all you're gonna get. That's a friend.
This is a friend.
That's a friend. I feel it. I feel it. It's annoying, but I feel it.
Yeah.
All right. So your manifesting is quick.
And that can be anything. Like,
yeah.
You want a friend, and that you grow. I mean, it can be anything. Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't even just all have to be sexual. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes you just want things that are not the reality.
What do you mean, the reality?
You envision things. You think things are more than what they might be.
So you limit yourself.
No. It's not limiting yourself. For me, it's not limiting yourself. It's like you're trying to exceed your own expectations, or you're trying to exceed, like, you're putting false expectations. Like, you're thinking, oh, I want a friend, so we're going to do this together and this together, and we're going to do this and we're going to do this and that. And then, no, you don't get what you want.
So that's not the friend that you... So you didn't send a clear message, so they just sent you a friend.
Yeah.
So you... But you want specific. So your manifestation... Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I ain't supposed to curse on here.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, you literally manifested a friend that you wanted to be, quote unquote, friends with, but it won't a friend. So
No. It's just like... Just the point of like... Whatever you ask for, you have to be ready for it. Mm-hmm. And whatever you ask for is not going to come how you expect it.
Yeah. 4:44
But it's whatever you ask for is still going to be prepared for you. Mm-hmm. You've got all the skills and the tool sets to deal with it. Like, can you though? Are you? What's
happening? Curtis is over here laying down.
I just need to get up and walk around.
He said he need to get up and walk around, but...
Because me, like, sitting in one spot or whatever, it's like making me want to sleep, or I need to dance or something.
I mean, you can go to sleep or dance or whatever. Mm-hmm, I don't want to go to sleep. But yeah, that was my piece on it, y'all. I just, sleep like, talk so much to the point where this dude's, like, tired now.
Mm-hmm. In the words of Joanna from America's Next Top Model, I can sleep when I'm dead. Mm-hmm.
She won't play no games, neither.
Mm-mm. And that's why she won that season.
Damn right. She was ambitious. That's what you call manifestation. You speak shit into fucking existence and that shit happens. Hey, you guys, in order to make it happen, you gotta see it. You gotta vision it. You gotta envision it. You gotta be it. You got to talk. Don't just talk about it. You got to be about it. You talk, you write, you envision. Then you set up an affirmation. Damn, my fucking past life accident is coming out and everything. You set up an affirmation to get your ass to get that, to do that fucking shit. Cause some of y'all.
Do it. You got it.
You have to fucking do
you
it.
You already had it.
Right. You already had it. Like, it's already there. Like, I'm literally claiming. I'm claiming this shit. I'm claiming my wealth. I'm claiming everything that is mine is already mine. That's what you have to do. You have to affirm it. You have to believe it. You have to be it. You have to be positive. You have to get rid of anything that makes you feel as though you are not supposed to have whatever it is you deserve to have, because it's already yours. Y'all have to understand that some of these people who speak fear into your direction, who says, oh, well, that's not for you, or, oh, I don't know about that, they're not for you. Cut them off. And I'm going to elaborate on this because I feel like I'm being spoken to say this. If you're in a relationship with somebody who's making you feel like shit, you need to break up with them, okay? Break up with them.
Yeah, if you're just, like, not happy, like, goodbye.
Yo, not even just that. Like,
people hold other people to, like, they feel that they're, like, necessary for the life experience.
Exactly. And everyone's, you're not
necessary. You got what you need. Like, not even so much as you got what you needed, but like, you've learned your lesson, you've experienced what needs to be or needed to be experienced.
Move the fuck on.
That moment is over.
Move the fuck on.
Move on.
Move the fuck on. Leave that shit. Look, I'm going to tell somebody because I know the people that need to hear this.
Sometimes we try to hold on to things that God is trying to tear us apart from.
Yes, and then when we try to hold on to it, we just end up in more shit. We just dig ourselves in deeper graves. And also, if that person is talking, like, making you feel horrible about yourself, why are you still around them? If that person is literally using you, and you know they're using you, why are you still around them? Leave them alone. I'm speaking with so much bass in my voice because I am resonating with this for some reason, and it's not even me that's resonating with this. You know, I already know what it is.
Higher power, most high.
It's higher fucking power. My higher power is my... Never mind. Anyway.
In yourself. Whatever. Yes. You find, and like, speak. It's all...
Yes. All of the answers that you need, of the answers that you need are within you. Y'all need to understand, find that quiet space literally within yourself, and then you will find everything that you need. Okay, it's not as hard as you think it is. Some of y'all have this thing where you try to drown out your emotions with alcohol, weed, liquid marijuana, whatever the fuck it is, sex, drugs, and you're so unbalanced to the point where you don't even realize it. And then when you go to make a decision, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Why am I doing this?
I say you can get to the drinking shit, but like at least acknowledge your fucking feelings sober.
That's fine.
Don't say fucking.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think so, but you can.
At least acknowledge your freaking feeling sober.
Acknowledge it sober. And then on top of that, if you are two totally different people when you're drunk, high, sober, or whatever else you're on, that means you are unaligned, okay? That means you are unaligned. You need to find your balance.
I am the same person. I'm just
drunk or sober.
I'm just a lot more jumpy.
A lot more jumpy. He's the same person, but a lot more jumpy. I'm the same person too. I'm just a lot more like sleepier. But
yeah,
like,
I'm just free right now. Like, just yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4:24. But on some serious stuff, like, I'm gonna need for y'all to understand that manifesting is real. Cut ties with people who do not make you feel good about yourself. Because when you're trying to manifest and you have those people in your circle or those people that you consider quote unquote friends or somebody that you're like quote unquote in love with and they make you feel like shit, possibly 9 times out of 10 that person you're quote unquote in love with who's making you feel like shit is your karmic. They're not your twin flame. They're not your soulmate. They're just a person that's there that you're supposed to learn from. So the fact that you're there with them is because you're supposed to take that information that you have from them with a grain of salt and keep going. Some of y'all ain't gonna listen to this. Some of y'all just gonna keep doing the same thing. That sounds like a Libra thing, but that's none of my business. Anyway, on a serious note though, y'all just stay woke. And I hate using that phrase, but
the woke term has been bastardized.
So let's change that. Let's change it right now. Begin to be. How about that? Stand in your power, stand in your truth, and begin to be.
Begin to be.
Realize and recognize. Be. Yes, be. Be. I use that often. That's me. Like, realize that you are here for the human experience. Begin to be. Be, live, and breathe. Okay? Matter of fact, breathe, be, and live. How about that? Like, just be a part of the experience. Live it. And breathe. That's it. That's all you have to do. Don't overthink it. Just remember that your mind is literally a projection. Like everything that you see, you take in and you think about it. When you think about it too much, it messes you up. Try to find that balance. Find that balance. Remember, we are just living the human experience. This is all an illusion.
Everything that the light touches.
Everything the light touches is an illusion.
Is the pride lands.
It's the pride lands.
What about that shadowy part over there? Simba, what the fuck did I just tell you?
No, but on a serious note, though, y'all. But yes, all of that and then some. Go pee and smoke your cigarette. So on this part, we're going to wrap it up. I'm not sure if Curtis is going to be current. He's balled up into it like a corner, like looking like he's about to go to sleep. Yeah, I'm still rolling because we gotta conclude it. But on a serious note, this is the conclusion. I came here because I hadn't been here in a while.
I saw, I spoke.
And I literally am talking about this because I feel as though someone can resonate with it. I feel as though the person that I want. Hold on. Okay, well, the person that I want to listen to this is going to listen to it. They said he's not going to listen to it immediately, but he will. And when he listens to it, I want him to take this with a grain of salt. Stop fucking with people who make you feel like shit. If they make you feel like shit, on a serious note, and I don't think I'm supposed to be using this word, the S-H-I-T word. I'll probably make like a dolphin noise or something over it. But if they make you feel horrible about yourself, they're not for you. I don't care if they're making, and maybe, just maybe.
And if you suck at getting over it, give yourself that minute and then move on.
Right, move
on. Think about it. Talk about it and move on.
Move the fuck on. I'm dealing with a lot, and you know what? I'm going to say this too. I'm dealing with a lot of fucking Libras who are dealing with emotional trauma with their fucking relationships a lot. And it's not even, it's how many? It's like two Libras. And I'm like, yo, keep telling them the same thing over and over again. They're not hearing anything I'm saying. You know what? If you're a Libra and you're dealing with relationship problems and you're still dealing with the same relationship problems over and over again, you know what I'm going to tell you as a Gemini sun, an Aquarius moon, and a fucking Libra rising? This is my Libra rising speaking. Technically, this is my Aquarius. Cut that bitch nigga off. Cut them off. Ain't nothing cut that bitch off. You know why? Because they're not making you feel good about yourself. I don't give a fuck if they look good, if the pussy good, if the dick good. I don't care. Cut them off. I can see through this. Somebody gonna resonate with this shit. Somebody is gonna resonate. And I feel like half of my Libra's been going through it. Okay, if you a Virgo, you need to find fucking grounding. I'ma just break it down for the signs that I've been fucking with lately. If you a Virgo, you need to find grounding, all right? I can completely understand that rock over there looks extremely shiny, all right? Let's say you getting out of a relationship, or you trying to leave a job, or you in a marriage, or whatever the fuck it is you dealing with. I can understand that rock over there looks shiny as a bitch. You want to get to it right the fuck now, but guess what, Virgo? Guess what? Work on yourself first. Work on yourself first. Whatever it is that you need and or want will come to you eventually. You just got to have the patience to have it. And in order for you to get it, you got to work on what you're dealing with right now, okay? You can't just rush through that shit. That's for hashtag Virgo, all right? So that's due Libra. Once again, stop fucking with people who make you feel like shit. Cut them off. Ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Straight up. Square away. Snip, snip. Just like Sin the Siege said. And then my Scorpios. Look here, motherfuckers. Look here. Y'all some emotional beings right now. It ain't fucking Mercury retrograde yet. But y'all are very emotional. Ground yourselves. There's nothing wrong with having emotions. However, if you're tired, be tired. Sit the freak dipping cheese crackers down and go rest. Stop working yourself to the bone. Pisces, I'm going to call you out, Pisces. I'm going to call you out. You know why I'm going to call you out? Because y'all have this thing where you can have emotions, but you hide them. Just like Scorpio, except Scorpio's a bit more extra with it because they got that stingray or they got the little stinger. Pisces, if you are suffering, please tell somebody that you're suffering. Don't just sit in your room and suffer. Tell somebody. Say, hey, I'm upset. I'm sad. I don't feel good. I need time to myself. Show me that you love me. Do that. Be vocal. Some of us as your family, we understand that you're dealing with it. We get it. We can see it. It's written all over you. However, open up to us. We ain't gonna judge you. We already know. What's the other sign that I've been banging with for like a long time? Okay, so it's Pisces, it's Scorpio, it's Libra, Virgo, Taurus. Look here, Tauruses. Look here. Nobody is happy that you're upset. No one is happy that you're upset. No one. Don't take it out on the people that love you. Do not, because that's the worst thing you could ever do. And on top of that, find good ways to channel that energy. If you're over here swinging orders at people who you love and they're just trying to help you and you're just being, you know, nonchalant about your feelings, that's not going to help you. That's just going to make it worse. Gemini. God, I'm a Gemini and I'm speaking for myself. Be patient. Have patience. Understand that whatever it is that's coming your way is coming your way. You can't have it right now. You can't have it right now. And that's okay. It's okay. Because it's coming. But it ain't coming right now. But it's coming. You got any other signs that I can call out on this? Leos. We see y'all watching. If there's something that you like, go for it. Stop lurking on it. Just say hey. Go say hi, you know. There's nothing wrong with taking chances in life. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I take interest in you. Or there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I want that book. I'm going to go buy it. I don't have the money for it. I don't have this for it. I don't have that for it. But if something is calling you to do it, maybe it's because you actually need to take part in it, Leo. What's it? Cancer.
I can't help you with them signs.
I'm an astrologist. I do this shit. For everybody. Cancer. It's hot in here. Cancer. Look. You need one face. I can understand that you smushy, ushy, gushy on the inside. And you hard as crap on the outside. But I'm going to need for you to get it together. Because it's either you smushy, ushy, ushy. Or you hard. Okay? Y'all will literally go out of matter's way. To tell us that you are okay when you're not. It's a cry for help when you gossip. I'm so sorry, but I'm not sorry for saying that. Cancer, it is a cry for help when you gossip. It means that you're avoiding your feelings. We can see, I can see right through that. Go tell somebody how you feel. Go find a counselor or something. Do it. What's another sign that I've been coming across lately that I've been dealing with it? I can't think about nobody else right now. But those are the main signs that need a little bit of TLC, who I've been coming across, but the main ones out of the bunch that I named was Libra. Hold on, wait. Get a pencil person that I'm talking to, whoever I'm talking to. Libra, Virgo, Scorpio, Pisces, and Gemini. Okay? All right? You get that? Cancer is like a bonus point. Sagittarius kind of all over the place right now. They can have their fun. I ain't going to talk about them because we all know Sagittarians talk shit about people because they're insecure about themselves. But we're not going to get into that right now on this. But I am going to say, Sagittarius, right now, you need to shut up. That's all it is. And I'm saying this out of love, Sag. I'm not saying it because I got animosity towards you. I'm just saying that you need to hush. And this goes for if your Sag is in rising too. Some of y'all just talk too much. Some of y'all just be thinking too much. Some of y'all just need to shut it off. Okay? Somebody, who is that? Anyway, so that concludes this. And you got anything to say? I'm a little lit. I got peach and soju in my system. You got anything to say?
I'm so good, baby.
Yo.
If you only knew right now.
Right. Like, this is great. But that concludes this episode of Wild Rants or Sober Thoughts. You guys stay tuned. Take care and have a wonderful rest of your day, night, evening, whatever it is. And remember what I said. Hashtag Libra, Virgo, Scorpio, Pisces, Gemini. What was the other one? Libra, Scorpio, Pisces, Gemini. Virgo. Yeah, y'all five motherfuckers, get it together. Some of y'all manifesting and you don't realize it. And don't ask me how I know. I just know.
She just know.
I just fucking know.
You know, you know.
And if you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, bitches. We off. Bye, y'all.